Chapter 37. Let the Bastard Rot. Lisa and Jack had been alone for almost 20 minutes when they were startled by the sound of gunshots outside.
"What fresh hell is this?" said Lisa.
Jack grinned for a second at the Shakespearean quote. "Let's hope it's not more bad news." The door slowly opened and the last rays of the evening sun blinded them for a few seconds. Then, as the door was pulled fully open, it silhouetted the figure of a large man. As he stepped into the room, a second figure appeared in the doorway. Lisa's eyes adjusted to the brightness, and she saw it was the man in the baseball cap and sunglass. The larger of the two men approached and stood, hands on his hips, in front of them.
"What the fuck you been up to, boss?" said Grigory Markov.
The second man approached, removed the cap and glasses.
"Hello, Lisa," he said.
Her mouth hung open for a few seconds.
"Tom Hillman?"
Jack and Lisa were quickly freed from the restraints. After getting dressed and collecting their personal effects, they left the building. The blood-covered body of the creepy guy was laid out in the dirt, a few yards away from the building. Grigory had set off down the road to recover their hidden vehicle, and as the sun was setting over the deserted ranch, Lisa turned to Jack and punched him hard on the upper arm.
"You bastard, Kessel! You knew we had backup all the time!" "Ah, that's bloody sore," said Jack as he rubbed his arm.
She raised her fist again, but Jack quickly backed away. He and Tom laughed.
"Calm down, babe," said Jack. "Why wouldn't you tell me?" said Lisa, clearly annoyed.
"I didn't want to have to get the guys involved unless it was absolutely necessary."
"But you still could have told me, Jack. I saw Tom a couple of times and thought we were being followed."
I guess I should have, but I didn't. Sorry, babe." Grigory's arrival in a red and black Ford 4x4 made her smile. Nodding towards the body of the creep, Tom said,
"What you want to do about this fucker?"
Jack climbed into the truck. "Let the bastard rot." Grigory pulled off the deserted ranch road and onto the main road just as it was getting dark. Tom leaned over the back seat and took out two bottles of water, then handed them to Lisa and Jack.
"I could do with something a little stronger than this," said Lisa.
"Me too," said Jack as he glugged the refreshing liquid down.
"Thought you didn't drink, boss," said Markov.
"I could make an exception right now, buddy." They all laughed.
Lisa rubbed her wrists and then leaned forward over the seat. She held her hand out to Grigory and said,
"We haven't been introduced yet. I'm Lisa Reynard."
The big Russian smiled and shook hands.
"Grigory Vasilievich Markov."
"Thank you for rescuing me, Grigory."
"Was my pleasure, Miss Lisa.
It's first time I rescue naked lady."
They all laughed again. Lisa finished her water.
"So when did you guys get here?"
"I flew in from Dubai the day before Jack arrived from Moscow.
Grigory came in on the same flight as Vanya Kurigin," said Tom.
"Da. I travel cattle class. Vanya never sees me."
Lisa nodded.
"And you two guys have never met before?"
Markov looked over his shoulder.
"No. But these are great friends of my brother Bogdan. So now are my friends also. If they need help, I help."
"So I guess it was you two who Marcus Nelson spotted following Jack from the airport."
"Maybe," said Tom.
"Or maybe the bastards who picked us up today," said Jack.
"Where have you guys been staying?" said Lisa.
"Small hotels," said Tom. "Different one each night. Pay cash. Negative footprint."
Lisa leaned across and gave Tom a kiss on the cheek.
"Once a spook, always a spook, eh?"
They all laughed.
As they drove through the darkness, Grigory said, "What's the plan now, boss?" In the front passenger seat, Jack turned to face his three companions.
"The inauguration is the day after tomorrow. The FBI has all the evidence and now, thanks to Lisa, so should the vice president-elect. I guess we see how the next few days pan out and sit tight."
"You're right. There isn't much more we can do," said Tom.
"So we go off the radar and lie low for a couple of days," said Lisa.
Jack nodded.
"Yeah, which means we don't go back to your apartment."
"Okay, then how about my place in the country?"
Jack turned back and watched the road.
"Yeah, sounds good. Where are we now, Grigory?"
We're about 3 miles from Highway 66, east of Washington.
Okay, said Lisa. Soon as you hit the main highway, turn south. Follow the signs for Branton. My house is in a little village just outside. We should be there in about an hour.
Jack looked over his shoulder and smiled at her.
Looks like you got a couple more guests, babe.
Ah, that's okay. The freezer's full.
As long as beer fridge is full, said Grigory.
They all laughed. Jack finished off his water. What weapons do you have, Tom?
Grigory and I have a 9mm each, and a dozen clips.
I have a Glock, a shotgun, and a hunting rifle at the house, added Lisa.
Jack turned around, a bemused look on his face.
What? Said Lisa.
"'Cause I'm a girl, I'm not allowed to have guns.'
They all laughed again.